the agenda we have to develop now is only two items. And like every member add or adopt the agenda.
Honourable Tedra?
Thank you.
Is there a Ms. Abanda? Thank you very much, Honourable. Thank you, Honourable Members. Are there any apologies?
Good morning, everyone. Yes, thanks, Chair. I did receive two formal apologies from Honourable Member, Honourable Mugwe, and Honourable Chetty.
Thank you, Honourable. Thank you, Secretary. Honourable Members, I think we are aware of the meeting of today that we are expecting two ministers, Minister of Human... Minister of Human Settlement and Minister of Health to account or to brief the committee about the undertaking that they did in May. But before we proceed, I would like to...
Thank you, Chairperson. Now I would like to ask, firstly, with regards to the apology to Honourable of Honourable Chetty, he suffered a family bereavement. I think we can keep him and his family in our thoughts. Secondly, the department is late, and I actually think that they owe us an apology once they get the opportunity to introduce themselves. But I would also like to ask, on the point that you've just raised, whether the ministers are here and whether they've tendered any apologies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm coming on that one. We received the apology yesterday from the Minister of Health and the Minister of Human Settlement, both the ministers and the deputy ministers. So I think the officials are here. But before we proceed, I think we'd like to introduce ourselves, that we know who is who in the meeting. Is it so, Honourable Member?
Thank you, Chairperson. May I ask, when were the ministers informed that this meeting is going to happen? And did they give any reason for them not being able to be here? Because if it's the minister and the deputy minister, they seem to be very worried. When were seem to be very busy? When were they informed about this meeting, and what are the reasons for them not being able to be here? Thank you.
Yeah, Honourable Market.
Thanks, Chair. I thought you gave an indication that what should happen next is introduction. After that introduction, we can then go into what is being raised.
I'm still busy with apologies.
No, we did apologies, but then yeah. I said, let's introduce ourselves, that we had know who is who is not here. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, my question is on the apologies tendered by the minister, so it's still relevant to the apologies point on the agenda. That's why I'm asking it at this stage. The apologies of the ministers are not relevant to their introducing themselves.
No, the apology, there are written apologies from both ministers.
Yes. Now, under the point of apologies, my question is, when were they informed of the meeting and what are the reasons for their apologies? That's why I'm raising it under this point.
Is it possible to set up the apologies? And then we can just go straight
to apologies. If you remember, members, last week we invited the ministers and there were apologies that there was a cabinet minister, a cabinet meeting, and then we postponed that meeting last week to this meeting.
Chairperson, thank you very much for the clarity, but I find that very problematic. Because this week the apology is most probably also because they have a cabinet meeting. Because they have their cabinet meetings on Wednesday mornings. Now, if the minister doesn't say that to us, or if they don't make an apology, and if we don't sort that out every single Wednesday that when we invite them, they're going to be at a cabinet meeting. So the ministers are never going to come to this committee. And I have a serious concern with that, because this is executive undertakings. The executive needs to come and account to this committee. And if they are at cabinet meetings every single Wednesday, when is the executive going to come and appear before the executive undertakings committee? So it is a serious source of concern. We postponed the last meeting for this exact same reason, and there's no reason why we should not postpone this one as well, because the reason why we came to this date with this meeting is because they're not here, and they're not here again.
According to the information I have, is that, that today is not for because of the cabinet meeting. They are sick. Can you read the...
Written apology from the Minister of Human Settlement, if I may read it. Yes, thanks. I wish to bring you to attention that Minister Sisulu is currently on sick leave until the 9th of November.
And the other three, is there a stomach flu going around in cabinet that all four of them are sick?
Just read this.
By the way, I saw Minister Sisulu on Saturday evening, and she was in very good health.
We celebrated George Bishop's birthday together. Very good health.
I don't think they were sick or something now.
Yes, sir. It's read as follows. The Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, has directed me to thank the chairperson of the committee to appear before the Select Committee on Petitions and Executive Undertakings to provide the committee with a progress report on the matter of generators at the health facilities specified in the report. The Minister is unfortunately unable to attend this meeting as he will be hosting the SADC Minister of Health during the occasion of the meeting of these ministers, which is scheduled to take place in Polokwane on the 8th to the 10th of November. The Deputy Minister is also not available owing to prior executive commitments. The Director General, Ms. Motsosos, is accompanying the Minister in the SADC Health Ministers meeting. The Minister has, however, delegated senior officials who are responsible for infrastructure in the National Department of Health to come and give the progress reports to the committee. The officials,
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not going to belay the point much longer. The only point that I want to put on record is that although we appreciate the presence of the senior officials that have been delegated, they are not members of the executive, and they are therefore not politically accountable to us as the minister and the deputy. My second point that I want to make is, why do we have a cabinet of 30-plus deputy ministers if they accompany the ministers everywhere and they can't be where they're supposed to be? Thank you.
I would not love to belabor on this point, but I needed to get an understanding what is the provision in the rules in case the minister is not here. My understanding was that the minister can delegate, and by delegation then an SOD can account on behalf of the minister.
I think the member wants to say something about it. Well, there is a delegation from both ministers.
I propose the budget that we proceed with the meeting.
Then, therefore, I think let's allow the members to introduce themselves, and then we proceed with the meeting. Honourable members, good morning. My name is Dumisani Kumbi, the Managing Delegate from the Western Cape, chairperson of this committee. Thank you very much, members.
Yes, sir.
that I'm not aware that the meeting have to continue. But what George has said, it must be noted, because the ministers, we cannot postpone this meeting twice without the ministers. We postponed it before, we had to postpone it today twice without the ministers. Okay, we can carry on, but we must take into account that the minister did not come here and account, because this is an executive undertaking.
Sorry, do you want to say something, sir? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Let me first introduce myself. My name is Mbulelo Changana. I'm the accounting officer for human settlements. I've talked to Minister on Monday. She wanted to be in this meeting. She made it very clear that she will come and present to this committee. She couldn't attend the cabinet committee yesterday on outcome 8. We were supposed to present outcome 8 to cabinet yesterday. She pulled out because she was booked off. She's on a sick leave. So she couldn't go to cabinet. We were also in the portfolio committee on human settlements presenting Gauteng and Limpopo yesterday. She couldn't come. She wanted to attend all of those meetings, even today. But Chair, the Deputy Minister as well is on a family responsibility leave. There is a bereavement at home. In most cases, when Minister is not attending a meeting, she would ask the Deputy Minister to take care of the proceedings there. But the Deputy Minister is on a bereavement leave. And, but the team is here, and we are more than willing to accept, Chair. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, there are two or three of the Honourable Mthethwa and Honourable George. Honourable Mthethwa say the ministers are not here. Yes, sir.
Chairperson, it's not me that is saying the minister is not here. The minister. The minister is not here for a second time. He's not here for a second time. And the minister had to account on this committee. And the officials are not the members of the executives. And that's a point, and it's clear. Are not the members of the, and they cannot effectively account on minister's position.
Conan Tumunya?
I think the point has been made on this score. We all agree that it is actually the executive that is accountable to Parliament, not vice versa. But the point I made earlier was that a delegation can be made by a minister to an accounting officer. And that point as well has been noted. And I think Honourable Mthethwa has made a point that he was not opposed to the fact that the meeting continues, but also register a concern that must be conveyed to the two ministers from where I'm speaking, that it must be conveyed to the ministers that this is a cause for concern, that is an executive will always absent themselves when they're supposed to appear before committees of parliament where they're actually accountable to.
Thank you very much. It's clear. Can you introduce yourself? Sorry. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to say, long before Honourable Dumunye joined our committee, we have in both COCTA, both in your previous committee, which was executive undertakings, not executive undertakings, security and justice, I beg your pardon, we've set a precedent. I don't know how other committees do it, but in this committee we do it the right way, where we've sent departments back home and we told them, you are accountable, your minister is accountable to us, we are not the second house. Your minister is accountable to us because we have certain political questions to ask them. This is executive undertakings, which makes it even more so relevant that the executive is accountable to this committee. I'm just scared that we've set a precedent, and now we're setting a different precedent again, where we're going to have a tendency where ministers are again not going to come to our committees. We've worked as a committee very hard to get to a point where we have stressed it very clearly to the ministers that you will respect us as you respect other committees as well. So I think we are setting a very, very dangerous precedent. My apologies, just I have to note that I've just heard that the Minister of Human Settlements is then indeed sick. I'm very sorry to hear that. Please convey my best wishes to her. So that is not due to her own fault, but I still think, despite the fact that she is indeed ill, that she is still accountable to this committee, and therefore we must schedule a meeting with her where she can come and account. We are setting a dangerous precedent, and I see, hopefully you will agree, that my colleague from the governing party is agreeing with this, I hope, that we have as a committee worked very hard to get to this point where we said the executive is accountable to us. Because you know very well as a chairperson that we've come to a point where there's a tendency where ministers then just don't simply come to our committees. And we don't want to be at that point again.
Thank you. I'm happy.
I did not want to change convention of committees, but conventions of committees must always be informed by the rules of parliament. That is my point. And secondly, meetings of committees are not the only vehicle available to parliament to make ministers accountable. There are other avenues that committees may explore. But if that is a convention of this committee, I'm not suggesting an alternation or a reversal of that convention. But I'm simply making a point that there are also avenues, other avenues that are available to Parliament to make members of executive accountable to Parliament other than committee meetings. It is not just committee meetings and committee meetings alone where executive can put account. And I also want to re-emphasize, it is very cardinal for executive to come and account in these committees because these are referred to as engines as engine rooms of Parliament. And these are very important, and I agree with you in principle with that. That I'm not saying convention must be changed, therefore. But then I'm mindful of the fact that senior leadership of the department in the form of the HODs and others are here. And what do we say then about the expenditure that is incurred by these people traveling from Pretoria here? The fruitless expenses that may be incurred for them coming down here and doing it.
Not our fault.
Chairperson, with due respect, can I make a request to the whip of the committee that we have our own internal discussion as honorable members before we can make any pronouncement on this?
Thank you.
Are they not supposed to go out?
We'll go. Yeah. Oh, no.
Check how committees of NCOP have been treated. To be quite frank, we are going to see it. It's only with your committee where there's been consistency, especially where you don't have the minister, you'll always find JJ, the deputy minister, consistently attending. But with regard to our committees, in particular the petitions committee, honestly speaking, it has been a call for concern. And perhaps the attitude that you might see is not necessarily to say we are seeing senior managers that are here or HODs that are here are not considered. But it has been clear that whenever committees of NCOP are requesting briefings from the minister or deputy ministers, you'll always find excuses. You know what you saw yesterday, for the record, even with my committee, Des Van Rooyen has never appeared before my committee since his inception as the minister. But if you can check with regard to his predecessor, there's been consistency in terms of him, Braven being consistent in terms of appearing. If he's not there, then you would always find his deputies been there. But to be quite frank, if we are not going to see ourselves singing one song, especially on this matter, I'm telling you, it will just be business as usual, where you'd always find officials being the one that are being held accountable, you know. And my fear is one, at times we put them in a corner with regard to questions that they are unable to really respond to. Your first meeting where you first appear in one committee, there was an official who was here. You would recall when you were posing questions, it was so difficult for that particular official to respond. So I'm just saying it not necessarily because a person is unable to give response, but you'd find that a person fears to make commitments or pronouncements on behalf of the minister. And I'm saying it in this case in particular, you are talking about executive undertakings where the minister made pronouncement in a particular meeting, either in NCOP or wherever in any platform, in the absence of officials. So in that case, the relevant person who can give account in terms of the pronouncement becomes the minister himself or herself. It's unlike where it's a recorded a matter from the department, you know, where at the end of the day, it's easy for even officials to trace that particular information. At times they become excited when they make pronouncement in meetings. We listen, people come up and say, in terms of this, we are writing to the petitions committee, in terms of the executive undertakings, the premier was in a public meeting in this particular area. He made commitment that is going to build houses. That is why, if you remember, when there was a question with regard to, outside a practical example, Midval, where one member was asking, I can't recall specific name, in the COPTA meeting, when the HOD was here, is there any commitment that you can make? When are you going to start building houses in Midval? Do you expect an official to give a commitment in that? It's not going to be easy. But the principal can be in a position to make that pronouncement. I'm just saying it. Managers would really understand that there's going to be wasteful expenditure. But it's high time that we send clear our message. And I think our message must be a unified message that, honestly speaking, we need to be taken serious. Honestly speaking, it's frustrating us. Like for myself, it cannot be correct. Even with your committee, if you remember, Nhleko, the former minister of police, he has never appeared before the committee. Never appeared before the committee. So I'm just saying, maybe the background, Honorable Mutimonye, of how we are engaging on this matter is informed also by the frustrations that at all costs, you'll never see the ministers. But go to NA committees, they are forever there. They are visible. So I'm just saying, with due respect, now would really feel, or no, let's avoid creating precedents. Yesterday, unanimously, even if one wished to proceed to the meeting, but unanimously, no one objected. When Mama Wana said, no, let's stop the meeting, it was seconded. No one objected and said, no, why didn't you? So I'm just saying, let's be consistent. Otherwise, it's going to create a problem because you are operating as a cluster in a committee. Thanks.
Thank you. Chairperson, I am largely covered by Honorable Mohapi. I also remember that in one of our meetings, I don't know which meeting that was, where a minister did not actually come and we made a very strong point to say that that will be the last time, you know. In future, if the minister is expected, he has to be there. Otherwise, we won't proceed with such a meeting. And I don't see any difference with this one, you know, where ministers have made serious undertakings, and today is an opportunity for us to engage with them so that they can give us a feedback as to whether they have made good on those undertakings. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, they're not here. We are not necessarily blaming them for being ill, for whatever, no? We are just saying they are expected here. We needed them to be here so that we can have direct engagement with them. So if they are not here, I agree with the sentiment that we need to send a strong message by therefore not proceeding with this meeting. So I want to support that view. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am completely covered by exactly what Honourable Mohabi said, especially so because it's executive undertakings, the last point that he made. But he said exactly what I wanted to say. I just also want to, in the light of I think, the general consensus that we have, and I'm glad that as a committee, I see it as standing up for the institution of the NCOP as well, because we can't be treated as a second house. They are forever in the National Assembly. They can just as well be with us as well. But in the light thereof, I would like to make a further suggestion that the chairpersons that we have, that you exercise some form of guidance as well with the committee secretaries, that when we get apologies from ministers, and it's not a last-minute apology, that we are able to inform them before the whole delegation comes to tell them, don't come if your minister can't come, we'll rather reschedule. So that if they then still come, the fruitless and wasteful expenditure would be on their side, but then we're not responsible for that. So I think it's important that, I know a lot of the time they give a last-minute apology. That's not our fault. That is... the minister is to blame for a last-minute apology. But if we have apologies beforehand, let us rather, and the chairpersons are going to have to give guidance to the secretaries in that manner, that we rather tell them, okay, we've received your apology. If you can't be here, we would like to see you. Let's rather reschedule. And then we can schedule something else. We do not need an executive member present so that our work does not stand still. Yes. That would be my suggestion.
Can I add to what, with due respect, okay, without really understanding? Okay. If you check what happened yesterday, we're expecting the MEC for COCTA, Northwest, and KZN. What we did, because we communicate prior, that is why you couldn't see them flying down here when we know at the end of the day they're not going to be here. So that is the same approach that I think is going to be helpful, especially with all of us committees. Follow up to ascertain ourselves so that we are able to reschedule. If the minister is not going to be here, let's just write a letter to say, no, if you're not going to be here, we'll reschedule. Give us the date so that they commit themselves.
Chairperson, on a lighter note, I hope in the 12th reshuffle that Honourable Mohabi will be made a minister. I like him today.
For instance, really, we received this around 12 o'clock. They were still confirming that they are coming.
Yes,
we do. He left
yesterday. Can I come back again with your permission?
And sorry, sir. It's worse to Minister of Health. He's accompanied by his deputy to another, instead of allowing the deputy to come and represent him. Thank you.
Is it dead or me?
Yes, worse.
Okay. Chair, you know, I'm on record in my previous committee, as a whip of that committee, having raised the issues we are raising here. And I think I'm on record with my questions in the House, harping on the executive not taking the executive commitments or executive undertakings seriously. Okay. I'm on record myself. The chair of the council is on record that he insisted that committees of the NSOP must insist on executive to come in and account to committees of the NSOP. And when we started this deliberation around the absentia of the ministers, Honorable Mikalakis has indicated that you have the head and convention. That is where I had an issue. That is what I had an issue with. that with when the majority says this is the route and this has been in the practice, and it's on the basis of that history that I did not know, I was not privy to, then I'm fine with the decision of the committee.
Okay, what I'm going to say now is very little, because the contribution that are made by the members is very effective. But I wanted to say, the chairperson of the council, Mr. Ndimedise, when I consulted with her about the ministers that they don't come, they normally don't come in the committees, he said to me, the members of the committee need to make a record, they need to recommend that meeting must be postponed until the minister comes.
Yes.
And make an executive undertaking in the committee. So I fully support that, but it was difficult because of the officials to say that. But I really, really, this is must be our norm, that if the minister is not here, we don't carry on with that meeting.
Chairperson, I think I've been talking for the last time on this matter. If you recall what happened with Mutami in NA, it has made her to feel that if she's not there, she must pursue that the deputy minister has to attend. You know, yesterday, even one person, I won't mention, approached more other officials to say, please, can you just be patient up until 30 minutes, otherwise the minister is going to be fighting us. You know, that is what we want.
Yes.
The seriousness of us as a committee is important.
Yes.
And I'm glad that unanimously, Chair, we finally agree that there's in no way. But what we must just do, let's not just say, go away, go back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's rather write a letter expressing our disappointment for their failure to honor their prior arranged meeting, and indicate in the absence of you as the minister, we expect the deputy minister to honor on behalf of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be the attitude. That's exactly what we adopted yesterday with COGDA, where one would be writing to the minister, Mutandi, indicating our frustrations. But you must also CC Metandi.
Yes, it's what I was going to say.
We must also CC the chair of the NCOP to say this is the challenges that we are faced with, so that she can also intervene. Otherwise, these people, whenever it's NCOP, because it's a broader coverage, they go there. It's committees, there's no team.
Can we have TVs installed here?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I just want to say I've got my DA membership book in my bag.
Oh!
You want to throw it away? You want to throw it away? You want a dustbin? You want a dustbin? You want a dustbin?
So, Chairperson, Chair, the whip, I think, will be helpful.
Yes, I will ask you.
Welcome back, gentlemen. I think I'll hand over to the whip of this committee to convey the message from the committee. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I wanted to say, because of the absence of the minister and their deputies on this meeting, we express our disappointment as a committee for them to fail to appear in front of this committee. And we also taken a decision that because of their absence, we will not able to continue with this meeting because we don't believe that the DGs, whatever official, can able to account effectively in their position as politicians, because you concentrate on the administration side, they concentrate on the other side of. So the meeting is postponed. Thank you very much for you to be here, but please take this message to the politicians, because each and every politician must account for his work that he has done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alderman Whip. I think the office will communicate with the office of the ministers to reschedule the meeting. Therefore, I think the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I was...